Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God has sent His Son as expiation for our sins.
Hallelujah. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho, intended to pass through the town. Now, a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to the house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. It's so amazing. This Zacchaeus, just out of curiosity to meet Jesus. But Jesus really touched. But a simple act of welcoming, he said, "Tonight I will stay in a house." So beautiful. Jesus is always waiting to come to us. The matter is whether we are welcoming him, aware that he wants to be with us. And this is very good lesson for us to learn. Another thing is the first reading, the old man, his friends want to save him, because if he eats the meats that's for the idols, then he will not die. So his friend tell him, "I can give you some other food, not those food that been sacrificed for the gods." He said, "No, I shouldn't do this." And what St. Paul also mentioned once, people asking, "Can we eat those meats that is sacrificed before in a temple for the gods?" St. Paul says, "There is no other God, only one God. But if you eat this food, making bad example to others, for the sake of charity, you abstain from eating it." It's so true. Charity is the first thing. Many things but I just do something according to others is wrong, but according to you, it's all no problem. Even though it's no problem, but if it's creating kind of image that you're doing something wrong, for the sake of charity, you better not to do it. This is real charity.